I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. He and Ham love the BBC. It's the Afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. He's gonna help deport Bad Bunny. It's the Afternoon J-U-B.
All right, new one. 2:37 here on the Sweet Spot. Thanks so much for being with us live from Radio Row. And yes, an in-person afternoon job as we say hello to the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Marconi winning one-third of the Morning Musers, George Dunham.
Sweet Spot, Giorgio.
Nice little nap in today.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling rested?
Super Bowl nap. Yeah.
Good, good. Well, we have a treat for you today. Because
it looks like it.
In New Orleans last year, I was able to make a friend here on Radio Row, and this is Katie Smith of BBC Sport.
Oh, you talk sport.
I talk sport, yes. Hello.
I've been on Talk Sport.
Oh.
But I haven't been on the BBC.
Well, they're the enemy.
I know, sorry.
Come on now.
I know. I'm sorry about that. Well, y'all haven't asked me.
Oh, well, that's got a change, isn't it? We should have made friends last year.
But if anybody loves accents, it's
okay.
George.
You have a great accent.
Thank you very much.
Or just, it's not a... it's just the way you talk, so that's great.
It's like the Queen's English, like Harry Potter.
Yes, Oh, that's awesome.
Can you do an American accent?
Yeah,
like how people in America try to do British accents?
Because you come over for several events, so you have to know what we sound like.
Oh, yeah. That was no good.
That was good.
Nailed it.
That is amazing how British actors can do that, but when Americans like, we try to talk British, and all that,
It's like Mary Poppins, isn't it?
Like
Dick Van Dyke.
Mick Jagger on acid.
I cover a lot of tennis, so I guess I'm in New York quite a lot, so I don't know, they say coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Coffee.
Talk coffee and dogs. Talk amongst yourselves.
Dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. So not good.
So you do cover sport. What sports do you cover?
I cover NFL a little bit. But I'm here for the BBC World Service, so it's a more like general look at the sport as opposed to, X's, O's and ins and outs. I do a lot of tennis. I do football, the proper kind.
I don't know about that.
She is right on that.
Athletics.
You barely use your feet in our football.
I didn't want to say it, but there's actually a stand over there on Radio Row called Football to Football, and it's, handing over to the World Cup, which is obviously happening here in the States.
Are you coming back for that?
I'm not, actually. Oh. I cover a lot more women's football than I do men's, so I'm going to just support from back home because England are going
to win.
Some
updates for you?
That would be lovely. Yeah, come and join us.
What are we calling it? Dallas Stadium?
Is that can't have a sponsor
people
on
in Arlington.
Oh, yes, of course.
And it's not in Dallas either. It's in Arlington.
I mean, it makes
so
much
sense.
Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's it's nice to be here. I always feel very welcome. Everyone's nice. The coffee's rubbish, but the people are friendly.
What does rubbish mean? Is that just bad?
Garbage.
Like rubbish. Terrible.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, trash. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
We're from Texas.
Like
we don't
really
know
bad. Yeah.
You don't need a translator. She speaks English.
He doesn't know the Queen's
English. Sorry, I do not. I barely know American English.
Wait, is that not a word here? Rubbish.
Rubbish?
No, it absolutely
it is.
We don't use it much, though.
It's not a good thing.
We say garbage probably more
garbage.
Than
trash.
Trash.
Yeah, it's trash.
Trash.
Or if you guys go on holiday, we go on vacation.
Oh, yeah, and you walk on the sidewalk rather than the pavement.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
And you drive vehicles rather than cars.
I mean, we drive cars.
Yeah.
We're from Texas, a lot of trucks.
I drive a truck.
Nice.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what? I've never been to Texas.
Well, we need to remedy that.
You're missing out.
I think so. Yeah. I'd love to come.
Yeah.
Come on, Sean. Where's the invite?
Maybe not like July or August.
Why? Too hot?
Because it's like 200 degrees.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's better than England where it's like, I don't know Fahrenheit, but it's like 0 degrees centigrade. So it's not good. But have you guys been to London?
I have. I was there a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah? What did you think?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went with the Cowboys, too, when they played Jacksonville in 2014.
Yeah.
Is that when that was? Yeah.
And that's where you learned the accent?
Yeah, well, you know.
Work in progress.
Yeah. We're kind of playing with it for a while now. Yeah. It's terrible, though. So, when we do British accents, it's just not
so good. Isn't
well,
it?
We were all raised on Monty Python.
Right.
So that's
it's kind of taking the mic already.
It's a very cockneyed accent,
too. Right, a little bit like that.
Yeah, between that and Adele and Mick Jagger, we have no idea what we're talking about.
Gonna go and watch West Ham. Let's go. You don't know what that is.
So if you sat down and George introduced himself with that accent, would you think he's an imposter?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, man. Gosh, I've got to work on it. Oh, man.
Yeah, you know.
I've been to the Cottage.
Oh, that's a bad place to go.
Is it?
See, because I'm a Brentford fan. They're, they're our mortal enemies, so it's really quite upsetting that you've been there.
Man, I'm just
Brentford just beat Villa the other day, so.
Oh, really?
Weird odds, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a tough one.
We're
well, it's soccer.
Right.
Soccer. But I thought that was a great experience, and I'm not a big football
fan. So you like
fan,
the football experience? I mean, it's very English.
Yeah, I thought it was great. The fans were really nice. And,
That's
were
unusual.
Nice to us. Yeah, when they found out we were American, they were very nice to us. Yeah.
Come on
we had no idea what was going on.
Have you noticed the English chanting is a lot better than in America as
yes.
well? Yeah. More creative, ruder.
Yeah. Come on, Fulham was a big, you know, chant.
Yeah, but with, like, some creative flair and differences, I think. My least favorite American chant I've ever heard is... I believe that we will win.
That's the one. That's the one we have.
That's the only one.
That's the only one.
So bad. You could.
I
mean, you would get kicked out in England if you tried to sing.
I believe. And then it gets going. And come on, it's lit.
We just need.
How about
lit? Lit means good.
We're being
in America.
No, I'm just checking. We're being sarcastic, right? Oh no. Oh dear.
So your impressions of San Francisco, America. I know you make the annual Super Bowl trip every year, but like coming across the pond, as they say.
Yeah. Love it. I've never been to San Francisco. I think it's obviously a really interesting city, isn't it, in terms of like the counterculture, like history of it. I studied English at university, English literature. I did a lot of Allen Ginsberg. And he famously, his poem Howl was published here, which was banned for a little while, and then it went to trial, and they decided it wasn't obscene, and they let it come back out. And I think this city's really interesting for, you know, arts and sport and culturally how it's
gosh,
kind of
you're so much
stuff.
Smarter than
I know.
We're just
all these things that we have no idea.
Just nodding
football.
Along.
And it sounds good.
It
when
sounds
talk,
so much better.
Yeah.
But
golly, we're dumb.
I mean, we did a really cool road trip up Route 1. So we drove, we flew into LA and then drove up the coast.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Saw elephant seals, which smell really bad, but they're like pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
Massive. And we saw the sun. I haven't seen the sun for about 6 months, so that's been really nice.
You're not
nice.
Supposed to look at it.
Oh, yeah, is look that why I can't see sun. Anything?
Yeah. When it's setting, you can kind of take a good gander.
Yeah. No, but it's been great. Everyone's super friendly. I mean, Sean and I were in New Orleans together.
That's right.
I mean, I think you were
all of us, yeah.
Yeah. And like the Southern hospitality thing I'd never experienced. That was
that's
a proper
real.
Thing. Yeah,
but you
yeah.
know, I thought the people in London were really, really nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They didn't treat you like
an ugly
American?
You?
Yeah, I've not met any friendly Londoners. So
really?
You have to put me in touch.
Wow.
Well, did you go on the tube? On the underground?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
we got
no one
around
looks at
on
each
that.
Other. Yeah.
And then we went to Liverpool.
Oh, well, they are friendly there.
Very friendly.
Yeah. Did you understand them?
Yeah, no, that's a different accent.
Liverpool.
I actually got a tour of the Casbah Club.
Oh, yeah.
Which is where the Beatles started before they played the Cavern Club, as I'm sure you know. And, it's really...
thanks for teaching me.
You
know,
you know
this
everything
is good.
About...
Yeah, now I'm learning a lot about my own culture.
Oh, sorry. Are you a Beatles fan? Are the Beatles still relevant?
Yeah. So I live in Manchester now. So there's a lot. There's like a massive music scene there. So Oasis and Elba and things like that. So that, I mean, who doesn't like the Beatles?
So you've never heard of the Bird Dogs?
Do
no,
I mean
you
Bird
haven't.
Dogs?
Anyway.
is there a big
no,
red dirt scene in
that's a what?
Is there a big red dirt country scene over there?
Can't say I know about it. But
oh, really?
Sorry, George.
Dang.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful trip, though. Yeah, the people of England were really, really
great.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Did you go up to Scotland, Wales, anywhere?
And then
like
we went to Scotland.
Fantastic.
And then last year I played golf in Ireland.
Oh, brilliant.
And they were really nice, too. Yeah. I hope we're as nice to y'all as you are to us when we go over there.
I think so. I mean, I think we're all, this is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We, yeah,
well,
we
good.
We can make this work.
Yeah. Because there are a lot of. We're some rude Americans.
Yep.
I mean, everyone's been so nice here. Everyone just hears the accent, I think, here, and they get so excited. You guys do like
we
to
do.
Talk, though, don't you? Like, you know, if you're in a hurry and they say, oh, are you British? Are you British?
Yeah.
And then they're like, do you know the Queen? Did you know the Queen?
Yeah, everybody knows the Queen.
You've been
right?
to the palace? Are you drinking tea? Like, whoa.
Yeah, we're all very taken with the accent. Like, any play-by-play announcer that's British, it sounds so much
great.
Better.
Yeah.
Are there any Americans calling games overseas that you guys hear? You're like, whoa.
Ted Emmerich or... Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound... It's like...
Chuck Kelly.
I can't imagine... hearing American football be called in any other accent. That would sound quite weird. I mean, we have a few in England, but like Darren Fletcher, do you know him? He does Channel 4 is like the main broadcaster for
Black Faces. Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we know people at Channel 4.
That Ducey is from Iowa.
Yeah, our Ducey is not from England.
Okay. So, Katie, you've never been to Texas.
No.
What do you think?
But you know what I am a big fan of on Netflix? The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Okay, so what do you think about the state of Texas when somebody, you know, we say we're from there? Is there something you think of, like cowboys riding horses?
Yeah, I think of, in my head,
Alamo.
I always say Houston, Texas. That's just like sort of
Houston's down there.
That's this is a different place. Cool. I am aware.
You got a bit of a rivalry.
Yeah,
Houston.
Fine.
Yeah.
So I won't say that again.
No, it's okay.
Good. I think of Dallas Cowboys. I think is like iconic. I love the cheerleaders as well. I got really into that
documentary. Yeah, we do too.
They're just it really humanizes the entire experience, doesn't it? And I think they're really
show.
Relatable. Yeah.
Did you watch the show about the team and the America's team?
Just
the Jerry Doc.
Yeah, you need to watch it.
Okay, fine. I'll do that.
There's no cheerleaders in it,
though. Just to see what you think of Jerry.
Yeah.
But are you aware of Jerry Jones?
Yes, But to go back to your question on Texas, my brother has been and absolutely loved it. So he did a road trip around Texas and some of the other southern states and had an amazing time. Said everyone was so friendly, loved the food, said getting around was really easy, and there was just so many interesting spots that he didn't know about that people told him about once he was on the road and they went and did that. So it's certainly on the kind of bucket list of going at some point. Just haven't been invited yet.
Well, get down to Texas.
Yeah.
Katie, it was good doing this.
Very nice to meet you.
Glad you got to meet our friends.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. And you are all welcome to come watch a Brentford game with me at the GTEC Stadium, West London, not Fulham. Same side of the river, but a little bit further along.
Okay.
We'll make it happen, okay?
Yeah? We'll do that.
And I'll teach you the chants. They're so much better.
I believe that we will
win. All right.
I believe that we will
win. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Katie Smith of BBC Sports.